trailers that he has the fake fronts on, do they constitute additional structures on that property?
No, they're not anchored. They're the same as a shed. Same as those.
Yeah.
Now, would he be allowed to rent out or work out of a residential home?
I think Mr. Moiski made note of that.
I'll check that. Yeah, if it was already a non-conforming use for that purpose, I'll find that out.
The last thing we knew was our understanding that Jan Lagel lived there, period.
I was told by a neighbor that no one does that, that they're working out of. And that's what he said to me when he approached us about buying Bill's house, that what he wanted to do was put his son in there making picture frames. And I said, well, you have to go, this is residential, you have to go to zoning for that. He said, no. He said, Jeff's going to push it through for me. Well, I brought that up to Jeff, and he said, that's what I want. Well, that's what he does. He just bullshits, excuse my expression, but that's what he does.
You're right.
I got a question here. It says on this back page here from August 4th, 1993, the Board of Zoning Adjustment may specify such appropriate conditions and safeguards that may be required in connection with such change and in granting of such special exception. Maybe we could find the minutes from that zoning hearing, we could be able to find, maybe clear this up somehow. I don't know. 93, August 4th, it's on the back page here.
Bonnie, at this point, it looks like Mr. Meiske is going to look into issues again with Jeff and what you brought up about the Purple Slane property.
And of course the material on the utility pole.
Okay.
My recommendation is to get the property cleaned up, because it's only going to help you market the property, number one, and would avoid a citation, number two.
Well, if we get in trouble, if we go out there with shovels and throw
it
over on his side.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that anyway. You may think about it, but you
wouldn't. Mary.
Yes, friend.
If I could, I know where Bonnie's coming from. I watched the property every time I went by it. And the part that I never understood is why the trucks and the trailers was parked on the south side, but facing out to the road.
I think that's what we were discussing.
Leo just said that the officers go up to bark the tires, and if they would have seen that, I mean, how could you miss it? And as many times this was going on, Leo, I could buy the
Frank, there's an issue. There's an issue, as Norm stated.
It's not a flow-through street.
It's not a flow-through street.
It's not what?
It's not a flow-through street. It's basically a cul-de-sac.
Does that give them that right?
I don't know, and that's one thing we're going to look at tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I wondered myself how they turn around.
Yeah, like there's no defined two lanes of traffic in that dead-end street. So enforcement might be a problem from the police standpoint.
Okay.
That's something we're looking at tomorrow, and I think that's what the officers were looking at, that same deal.
Okay, because I knew it was a public street, but that does bring up.
It's one of those anomalies.
And the truth of the matter is, a lot of people, and probably still a lot of people, think that that's not Burr Street. That little piece.
I think it should stay on Burr Street. I don't think it should be back.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people think that Ken Kramer is at the
house. That's possible, too.
And I would hope that Mr. Meiske and the mayor would get back to you with what they want.
And we had Ron Dora went up and talked to Mr. Kramer. Chief Robert went up and talked to Mr. Kramer, but we're going to follow him again.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Can I ask, if somebody dumps junk on your property, is it that property owner's responsibility to remove that?
Or seek civil damage.
If you can sue them. Or the damage done to your property, all the costs associated with removal of the trash.
A certain amount of time, or I'm going to prosecute.
It's
absolutely.
Or
what if you have a no trespassing sign?
Now, if you have a no trespassing sign up, and that's what I recommended, now somebody going on that property, it is defined trespass under the Pennsylvania Penal Code.
You can have your attorney send him a letter asking him to remove it if he does it in a certain amount
of time. Well, I asked him to do that.
That's what I recommended, if you recall.
He's kind of friends with him and he doesn't want to get involved.
So either you can send him a letter.
Find another attorney.
That's why we're settled in the estate.
There was one here tonight.
I don't know him.
Okay, keep in touch, Bonnie.
Especially our 100 sending a letter.
Well, the attorney that settled in the estate, when I bring up this stuff, because they're all friends. But I did call another attorney in Lancaster, and he said I had to sever the ties with this attorney before they consider.
Okay.
So that's my next step. All right, you again.
Thank you.